and she looked forward to them as the bright spot of her day. Sort of like therapy, she reasoned, and grabbed more books from the table as she wandered down another tall row of shelves. Do you realize we have the only librarian in the world who's probably older than our library? She went on. Which is pretty amazing, since this place has been here over 100 years. She scanned a row of encyclopedias, then added, Maybe she'll retire this year. I mean, she must know everyone wants to get rid of her. Then we could donate her to the Historical Society. She heard the stiff rustle of Robin's broom. Thunder growled in the distance, and from the front desk, Miss Finch's muffled voice answered the telephone. Everyone made fun of Miss Finch. Rumors about her had been flying around Fremont for years. Ever since Kathleen could remember, Miss Finch had lived alone without family or friends, and she'd always looked exactly the same, stern and cold and mean. Nobody was really sure how old Miss Finch was, either, but Kathleen had heard her father say many times that Miss Finch was probably younger than she looked, that people shouldn't judge her so harshly, that you just never know what happened in other people's lives that made them turn out the way they did. Some speculated that Miss Finch had been jilted by a lover in her younger days, which had left her bitter and angry for life. Others said she was really a spy, relocated here to Fremont as part of a witness protection plan. Kathleen's favorite was that Miss Finch ate small children for breakfast. Things aren't any better at home, Kathleen sighed, and changed the subject. I knew you were dying to know. Divorce is the worst, Robin, believe me. I hardly ever see Dad. I think he's trying to lose himself in his work. And when I do hear from Mom, she's still mad because I wouldn't go with her. She shoved some books into place, then peeked around the end of the aisle at his back. And how's my social life, you ask? Always the friend, never the girlfriend, as usual. I'm so glad it's spring break. That new girl at school, Monica Franklin? She's only been here a few weeks, and the guys don't notice anyone else. She's blonde and tall and very beautiful. So naturally, I hate her guts. Robin paused and turned to face her. He tilted his head quizzically and sketched a dollar sign in the air with his fingertips. What? Kathleen frowned. Oh, you mean is she rich? I'll say. She moved into one of those houses by the lake. You know, out where Vivian Winter's family lives? Her father's a doctor. A plastic surgeon, I think. And they have servants. Kathleen turned away, feeling depressed. She dragged a step stool down another aisle and climbed up, trying to reach the top shelf. Monica latched on to Vivian the first day she started school, Kathleen went on. As if that's any big surprise. Now they do everything together. They both act like they own the whole school, and everyone should worship them. With a groan, Kathleen heaved the last of the books up into place. I always thought I'd be able to get away from Vivian and her clones once I graduate. I mean, just yesterday everyone was talking about college and where they're going this fall. But now, with the divorce and everything. She leaned her forehead against the edge of the shelf and took a deep breath. Isn't this sad, Robin? Spring break's just starting. Everyone has these exotic trips planned. And I'm stuck here in the library. So what do you think? Am I horrible? I know I shouldn't care about all this stupid stuff, but sometimes I can't help it. I don't really want to be like Monica or Vivian. Well, okay, so I wouldn't mind having a perfect face like Monica. But who wouldn't? Exasperated with herself, Kathleen climbed down from the stool and started back between the tall, narrow rows of books. Robin, she sighed.